You're listening to All Things Considered on Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia is slowly reopening for business. Governor Brian Kemp made the announcement about an hour ago that some shuttered industries can start back to work as early as Friday. This comes as the state still lags in testing for the coronavirus. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler joins me now to discuss today's press conference. Hi there, Stephen.
Hi, Ricky.
So Kemp said that Georgia is, quote, on track to meet federal criteria to begin reopening the economy and mentioned easing a few restrictions. What's going to look different?
Well, Ricky, starting Friday, things like bowling alleys, barbershops, gyms, and many other shuttered businesses can return to what's called minimum baseline operations. That's basically a fancy way of saying that there's more health and safety precautions they must follow, and social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet away, must happen. Now, I will point out it's kind of hard to get your hair cut from 6 feet away, and I definitely need it. But what Kemp says that means is these businesses can do things like deal with payroll, manage inventory, and other things other businesses have been able to do. Starting on Monday, theaters and in-restaurant dining will also be allowed as long as those businesses follow the same sanitation and social distancing policies. Now, Kemp has been between an economic rock and a healthcare hard place, and this is his decision to help what is already shaping up what is going to be a devastating financial loss for many Georgians.
So, Stephen, what about the state's coronavirus data has changed to back this decision up?
Well, the short answer is the governor feels the state has capacity for any anticipated surge in hospital and healthcare needs. Mobile units have been stood up in regions across the state. A 200-bed overflow hospital was constructed in the Georgia World Congress Center. And other state leaders say they are more prepared than when things first hit a month ago. As recently as Thursday, though, I should say Kemp cautioned against Georgia reopening anytime soon because there were still a lot of data unknowns.
So what about local orders? Can mayors or county commissions choose to do more or less than what Kemp is ordering?
Nope. I just read the executive order and it says, and the governor confirmed, that this supersedes any other order. So until the state of emergency is up and or any other information is being ordered, this is what counties and cities have to follow. Nothing more and nothing less.
The state is under a stay-at-home order through the end of April and a state of public health emergency through May 13th. So is any of that changing?
No. The governor still advises those that are medically fragile to shelter in place all the way through May 13th and says people should really limit travel, limit errands, and if you must go out, wear face masks or cloth coverings. Over the weekend, Governor Kemp talked to other Republican governors in the South and appears there's some sort of coordination. Tennessee just announced their stay-at-home order ends April 30th. South Carolina announced similar easing of restrictions, and we'll know more in the coming hours and days about what's next for Georgia. And we have already heard from some local elected officials. Our colleague Emily Jones in Savannah reached out to Tybee Mayor Shirley Sessions, who said it's going to be interesting to see how the public responds to going back into public spaces.
GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler, thank you for joining me, Stephen.
Thank you, Ricky.